This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. This week we've got Arizona going down from the men's basketball. Some more games coming up with that. We've got the bowl game coming on in Nashville, Tennessee. All that, more, a little bit of talk about who's coming back, who's not, this week on Tennessee Fan Talk. Hey there, guys. This week, it's just me riding solo, Brandon Bird, without the Duke for right this second. May make a little surprise appearance via phone call. But it is Christmas week. Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope you had a fantastic one. Got the New Year's rolling in. With the New Year's comes the bowl games ever closer and some exciting matchups with the SEC East and West coming up with, of course, Michigan and Cincinnati on as part of the New Year's Six. But the one we're worried about, the Tennessee game in the Music City Bowl right now, Tennessee -5, 63.5 total points. It's going to be a little closer. You know, a lot of people have just said Tennessee's just going to blow them away. I've seen some things on Twitter with showing the map of how many fans for Tennessee versus Purdue and how it's just going to be all orange. And they've even talked about checkering, which would be fantastic. But we cannot just say we're going to trample all over Purdue. They finished up 8-4, all right? Not an SEC-type schedule, but they have the number 8 passing in college football, right? And they have a top 30 defense. So it's going to be a little rough. We are without a few players, but not much. And thus far, Heupel said today, that the kids have taken well care of themselves. They've stayed away. Everyone has done fine as far as COVID testing. So this coming Thursday, December the 30th, 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, we will see the Vols at Nissan Stadium. You know, I hate it. I love that they're here in Middle Tennessee. Love Nashville. I'm in Nashville. And it's a close drive to get down there. What stinks about it is there is a humongous fan base for Tennessee in Nashville. Neyland Stadium, with its 102,000 people capacity, which is going to be reduced now. If you haven't checked out some of the pictures, we like to retweet them as we see them online. So you could just follow us at TN Fan Talk on Twitter to see some of those retweets. And some of the, so they've taken out some bleachers down at field level, and they've also taken some out of the other end zone area to put up that second Jumbotron. So I don't know how many's going back there. Haven't quite seen the plans, but it is crazy to see, A, how fast it's happening and just that it is happening. But back on to the Music City Bowl is that you know, from 102,000 fans down to, I think, Nissan Stadium holds like 68,000. You know, that's drastic ticket sales. If it has been sold out, I haven't looked. Looks they'll be very expensive on the resale market. We're going to jump back over into football in just a second. We want to spend a little bit of time on the basketball, men's basketball. Tennessee, absolutely, the end score doesn't show it. Arizona did make a nice second half appearance, and they did outscore the Vols in the second half, but the first half was all Tennessee against number six at that time, Arizona. If you did not watch the first 5 minutes of that game and have the opportunity to do so, whether you record it or you can go back and look at some of the SEC games on SEC Network, however you can do it, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. The first 5 minutes of the game was absolutely defensively insane on Tennessee with steal after steal. It was absolutely amazing. Final score on that, 77-73 Tennessee. Of course, like I said, the score did not show what actually happened. Fulkerson looking fantastic. 24 points. He was the highest scorer for the Vols there. He was 10 rebounds. Just looked fantastic. Something that the Vols really are having trouble with, of course, we saw it around the Tennessee Tech game, and then moving in, even into this game, they had a couple fast breaks where they would force a turnover. Matter of fact, points off turnovers was 16 for them. Points in the paint, 32. Second chance points, I'm sorry, 13. I mean, the score was tied twice during the game, but the Vols never lost the lead, luckily. The shooting has been a problem. Santiago Vescovi, which is, I've called him Vescovi just like everyone else, and everyone was corrected. Vescovi, with only 15 points, he was 5 for 16 on his shots. His 3-point attempts, he was 3 for 12. And then Josiah Jordan James, only 12 points, 5 and 11 on field goals, 2 for 6 of 3 points. And Chandler, you know, our big Chandler there, 34 minutes in the game, he was 2 for 14, 0 for 3 at the 3-point, only 8 points. Now, he did great as far as steals. He had 3, Josiah Jordan James, I'm sorry, with 2 himself. So a total of 8 steals for the Vols, and of course, putting up a nice 77 points. Better than the last game where I think it was 50-something, which is just crazy. So they really got to work on buckets and making sure that they score every time that they get the ball because, they go to play Alabama. Let's see. I think it's tomorrow, is that right? Going to play Alabama, and that's going to be tough, which is really odd to hear talking about Alabama on the court being a tough game. But they are. And give me just 1 second here. It's weird having just one person because we don't get to bounce back over to the Duke and get his take on this. So Tennessee's schedule, of course, next game, as we just said, was is Tuscaloosa. This is Wednesday, I'm sorry. So it's not tomorrow. It is on Wednesday, and this is at Tuscaloosa. It will be on, it's 9 p.m. Eastern, late one there, on ESPN2. Going to jump back over to football, and before we get the Duke on the phone, a couple of great things that we had come out was Hooker, of course, staying. I think we may have mentioned that last week. It took a couple more days, even after announcing that he was going to make the decision later on early signing day, is getting back Cedric Tillman. A couple days later, maybe he just didn't want to take the spotlight off the people coming in, which is very awesome of him. But with Cedric Tillman is going to stay for another year, which is fantastic for the Vols. Heupel has said that he is a leader in the wide receiver room, shows the guys what's going on, and just an overall leader. Of course, the Vols lost Tyon Evans out to the transfer portal, but you know, with what they gained and what they are still gaining, still every day, an announcement of Tennessee in the hunt with another top recruit, 4- and 5-star. It's going to be a very short episode. I have no one to bounce off here. We're going to call the Duke.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. We got the Duke.
I'm here. A couple of 6 or 8 beers deep, but I'm here.
Oh, well, do we have to guess on what brand those are?
No, I mean, if you know me well enough, no, you don't.
Natty Lights in the house. Natty Lights in the house. Well, we hope that you had an amazing Christmas.
I hope y'all did too.
I appreciate it. Got us going on the show here. Got you in, of course, on the call. And we have just gotten on going over the game, of course, coming up Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Tennessee, -5 on the spread, total of 63.5. These odds were updated yesterday. Tennessee has 6-0 as favorites in its last 6 games, and Purdue has been 4-1 in its last 5. Who you got on the game?
Well, you know who I got. It's the Vols.
There we go.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, what people think. I don't know if people think that, but I think a lot of people as Tennessee guys, people think it's going to be a blowout. Well, it's going to be the Vols. It's going to be 28-17 Vols.
28-17 Vols. And you said exactly what I said just moments ago. Purdue with number 8 in passing in college and in the top 30 with defense. It's not going to be a rollover. Now, granted, I'm pretty sure that they lost their quarterback, that he opted out. And their leading receiver, David Bell, he opted out.
Oh, then we're sitting pretty, so all of our guys are coming back.
Of course, Tyon.
Well, true. Has anybody heard from Kate Mays yet?
No, you know what? I have not heard of anything on Kate Mays. That's a great, great thing to search up there.
Is he playing?
Let's see here. He's still 50-50 as of... Nope, that's too late. There's got to be an update on this. Because he said he'd have to be a... There'd have to be an NIL deal that would have to keep him. Said he's hoping to have a decision before the Music City Bowl.
Well, pals, where you at?
Yeah, someone needs to get this man some cash.
Yeah, somebody.
Some food. Food City. I mean, he is a great person, spokesman there for Food City at his size. Come on.
Petros, chili and chips. Come on.
Something. Y'all, they got to split it up. Get some East Tennessee businesses to split that up and come up with his $700,000.
Quality exteriors, QE, come on.
Ooh, there you go.
Got a little bit of a cold.
I hear that. For those of you that listen outside of the state of Tennessee, it is the day after Christmas, and it is a wonderful 72 degrees here, which never happens in Middle Tennessee.
I'm located in East Tennessee in the mountains, a little higher up in elevation, and it is a wonderful 62 degrees at the moment outside right now.
God, 62, that's just unheard of. And no, it has nothing to do with global warming.
We don't think. We can't confirm, we can't deny, but we don't think it is.
So your score there, what do you say, 28-17. I think the Vols put up 28 points in the first quarter. They end up losing a little bit, making some bonehead moves. I'm gonna say it's 48-35 Vols.
Ooh, high score. See, I think it's gonna be a little slow out of the gate for both teams. Bowl games that, let's be honest, don't really mean that much. They're going to be a little slow out the gate.
Well, Heupel in his press conference today was stating that, this is a big recruiting opportunity for them in Middle Tennessee. They want to sit down with some coaches and some players, and putting on a big show in Nashville will help them do that.
I'm all for it. That's a great idea.
Now, if we could just get those media passes.
If we can get those media passes. Any word on that?
No word on that. And one last take. I'd already gone over it, but I just want to just touch base with it with you. Number 6, Arizona going down. Did you happen to watch the game?
Oh, against the Vols?
Yeah.
I caught the last quarter of it, or last half, excuse me. Dude, Mr. Fulkerson,
dude.
Mr. Powell himself, showed up why he is a true BFL.
Powell looked fantastic, and he didn't even play. He played 20, right at 20 minutes, but Powell was on fire compared to even some of our bigger names like Chandler. I'd already mentioned earlier before calling you is if you missed the first 5 minutes of that game, you missed a lot, and you go back and watch it.
I mean. And I saw on the Twitter sphere afterwards a lot of people complaining about the calls. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. People, that's just the way it happens one way or the other. The big win for the Vols. We didn't play that well.
Still have a problem scoring, right?
Yeah. We haven't played. That's probably one of the best games we've played all year. We haven't played as well as I thought we would, if I'm being honest. We haven't played bad. I thought we played better than what we had. So that was a big win.
So it looks like it's just not showing. Not showing rankings on that. Of course, Alabama and then Ole Miss week after next. Alabama coming up Wednesday, Ole Miss the following Wednesday. And
Alabama. A big game against Alabama.
That's why I had just said that. I mean, I can't believe that we're talking about Alabama being good on the court, but they finally are.
I mean, you think any team that is that dominant in football could get their other programs up, so they have they found a way to do that, so which is good for them.
It is. It's going to be very, very exciting to watch as everyone enters into the SEC schedule.
Yep, I agree. SEC schedule's all that matters, in my opinion. We beat Kentucky. We beat Alabama. We win the SEC, in my humble opinion. Arkansas is probably still pretty good as well.
They are.
But if we can beat Alabama, we play Kentucky twice. Do we play Alabama twice? I can't remember how the basketball schedule works, if I'm being honest. But I know we play Kentucky twice.
We do play Kentucky twice. We do not play Alabama twice.
Okay. So we beat Alabama. We beat Kentucky one out of the two times, preferably at Rupp, but I'll take it at Thompson. We beat both them teams once. We win the SEC.
That would be so nice.
Yep, that's my prediction. We win the SEC.
I like it. Awesome, man. Well, I will let you know if we get in on any of those media passes.
I'll be back in town tomorrow afternoon.
There we go. Well, guys, that'll actually wrap it up for us, as well as the Duke on here. Short show. Just wanted to reach out and hit you with a couple of the good things there. Wanted to talk a little bit about the basketball, and of course, with the big game coming in this week at the Music City Bowl. I want to thank y'all for listening in. Remember, check us out on social media. Wherever you are, and we are at TN Fan Talk.
Go Vols.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.